Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome to Spiritual Conversation, honest and joyful explorations of ideas to help us align with our true spiritual purpose and live our best lives. I am your host, Jacqueline Claire, Mermaid of the Airwaves, here to take your hand and go on some deep dives together. Hey, podcast listener, I'd like to invite you to sign up for 19 Days of Inspiration if you haven't already. 19 Days of Inspiration is a project that I've done for 4 years now. It's daily art and devotional emails every day of the Baha'i Fast, which starts this year on March 2nd. It's totally free. You can unsubscribe at any time, but I think that you will find it to be inspiring, meditative, and enriching, no matter what your spiritual path. Today's episode is another from the Facebook Live Vault. A really interesting topic, exploring the equality of men and women from a spiritual perspective. What might this actually mean? How do we live this? How do we manifest this? And how can men and women work together as helpmates rather than adversaries to make the world a better place? This episode recorded live and early in my broadcasting career does take a little while to warm up, and there are some interruptions, but stick with it because I really think you'll enjoy it. I think it'll be thought-provoking. It's amazing how relevant this content remains several years later, and this is a little toe dip into a broad theme, the spiritual quality of men and women and the archetypal gender roles that we bring to our families and our service that I will be exploring more of on some more of these deep dives that I hope you'll take my hand and go with me on. Hey there. So I want to talk about something today that I have given a lot of reflection to and means a lot to me. But my thoughts are kind of still in this nebulous place. So I might really get myself into a quicksand that I can't get myself out of. So enjoy the show. There's no one here yet, so that's great. I can just say whatever. Okay, so I'm going to start with this painting, which is called Splendor and Beauty. And I think the reasons for the title... hey there, Van. I'm about to go into a rabbit hole right now. Hi, Miguel. So this, I'm going into a rabbit hole of these ideas. So starting with this painting, Splendor and Beauty, which I think the name is sort of obvious, but the name actually comes from this Baha'i prayer that's for women. And I think whenever I have the opportunity to say it, I always think that it's really mystical and beautiful that there's like a special prayer that's been revealed to me. And I always wonder, like, why? What is the significance of that? And, you know, I believe that men and women are equal, and yet there's like a separate prayer that's been revealed to me. So we're obviously very different, and equally have gifts to share with each other, men and women, and with the world, and contributions to make. So bear with me. So the other day I was having conversation, kind of a life-changing conversation with a friend that I'll probably reference many times in these videos. And we were talking about the social political climate in our country right now, but we managed to have this conversation without ever, like, I miss you too, without ever really talking about like our political opinions. We were just talking about the political climate. And he said that there's this like hatred, the spirit of reform that's like trying to reform things that very validly need to be changed in society, but in this spirit of destruction. And it's veiled, what did he say? It's in this veil of self-righteousness, which is like definitely something to ponder. And when he said that to me, it made so much sense. This like aggressive, like we're not really, we don't really share our opinions, at least like on Facebook when there's banter or, talking heads on the news and stuff. It's not really in a spirit of how can we elevate, how can we change, how can we learn from each other and make the situation better. It's like just aggressive and destructive and the sense of like I am right and this is how it is, rather than collaboration. And what occurred to me in that moment was like, okay, yes, I feel that way. And what is the opposite of destruction? Construction, creation, which I think men and women archetypally, we share both of those. We both have the power to destroy and to create. But what also occurred to me was nurturing and cultivation. Rather than going after problems with a sledgehammer, what about going after them like you're tending a garden? And yes, you have to pull out the weeds, but you have to like nurture what is good and cultivate. And I was thinking maybe this is part of the what it means to have greater equality between men and women. And that it isn't that more women need to be at the same table arguing with men necessarily. I think we all should be at the table, but I don't know if arguing is the answer. And, sometimes like pro women, pro feminine energy, like sometimes there's this militancy behind it, this aggression, which women certainly have. It's one of our gifts too, but it's like masculinity is bad, is sort of like this underlying thing, and femininity is better. And I think that's fundamentally kind of destructive. Like the answer is not to destroy masculinity, but rather to bring more of these like peace advocacy powers of women to the global situation, and more of the spirit of nurturing and collaboration, and not, very quietly at home and we'll nurture and you go fight wars. Like, no, bring this to the global mindset and conversation. But yeah, that it isn't just that like women should fight as hard as men. Maybe we should peace as hard as men or nurture as hard as men. Anyway, as promised, it's a little bit of a rabbit hole, these ideas, but I think that I think I've conveyed where I am in these thoughts, and there's splendor and beauty. Reflect and make of it what you will, and be really interested what your thoughts are about the archetypes that we all live and we all have within us, both, but we're probably dominant in one or the other, masculine energy and feminine energy, and how we can work together as friends and helpmates to make the world a better place. Hey again. Thanks for taking this deep dive with me. I hope it sparked some interesting ideas in you. Feel free to share with me, leave a voice memo on Anchor, or send me an email, jacquelineclaireart.com/contact. If you'd like to see that painting that I referenced, Splendor and Beauty, you will find that linked in the show notes, as well as the sign up for 19 days of inspiration, daily art and devotional emails each day of the Baha'i Fast.